بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد. إن شاء الله we will try to cover some aspects of dhikr and wazifas as instructed to be by Mawlana Musa Kajitha. And in shallah by about 10 to 6 we will try to round up so that we can have a bit of time for dhikr and thereafter read our Vaishnav inshallah. Upon awakening, there are some sunnahs that we practice upon. One is to rub the eyes with the palms. That's the sunnah. And as the Dhammal Barakatum explains in great detail, always the great values of sunnahs. One sunnah is so valuable, and how it gets us the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love us if we follow sunnahs. And yesterday, as I mentioned, even if we learn one sunnah in this entire 3 days, then our work can get done. Then we recite the dua, Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhi nushur. That's a great sunnah. Regarding this dua, our Ustaz Mawlana Maulvi Sahib Dhammal Barakatuh once explained to us very beautifully that how this dua is broken up into three parts. So the first part is Alhamdulillah, that all praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we are actually thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That, oh Allah, you have given me the sleep at night. Oh Allah, you got me up this morning. So when we are attributing it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is actually shukr. Shukr, we are saying that, oh Allah, you gave me this bounty. So acknowledging who the bounty comes from, that is shukr. And as far as shukr goes, we know that in shukrtum la azidannakum. If we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will increase us in his bounties. Inshallah, Allah ta'ala will always grant us a good sleep. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will wake us up with afiyat, inshallah. And when tashkuru yardahu lakum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, if you make shukr, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be happy with you. When tashkuru yardahu lakum. This is the hadith of one morning, he asked someone, he says that if you put on atar, what's your intention? So we say normally sunnah, so it has a very great intention. But also, we can make the intention of acquiring the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this person mentioned, he said that, even in the small things also, Allah ta'ala can be pleased with us. So I just have mentioned, he said that, yeah, we take it as small, we regard it as small, but these things, what we regard as small sunnahs also, to rub the eyes, to say the dua, every sunnah is so valuable, it's very, very great, and we can acquire the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then, the second part is, Alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us life after giving us death. So this part is just yaqeen, that we experienced that we were tired last night and the night was dark, it was nice and cool, whatever the case may be, we had a nice comfortable bedding. So that is why Alhamdulillah we fell asleep nicely. And to take our tablets, this is what we are seeing as insan, what we are experiencing. And we got up this morning also, maybe some noise, or we heard the azan, someone put on the lights, we heard the alarm clock, whatever the case may be, and this is what we experience as insan, and what we are seeing. And throughout our life, this is what we are going to experience and see at all times. That, for example, we are hungry, then we are going to see that someone works, someone brings the food home, someone is preparing the food, cooking the food, we are eating the food, and we are getting satisfied. But iman teaches us to believe in the unseen, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. So even if we experience something, we are seeing something. But iman is what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, this is my firm belief. So now we are negating our experience here. I experienced this here, that's why I fell asleep, this is why I got up. So this is just a means, an apparent means, Allah ta'ala's system, and we must respect the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the azbab that Allah ta'ala has placed also, we must respect it. That's why, for example, many of our akabir buzrugs, when they were very sick, they took medication, some didn't take. But some that were taking it, they said, yes, we are respecting Allah Ta'ala's system. I don't have yaqeen, I don't trust in this medicine to give me shifa. But Allah, you have made the system here, or this is the sunnah of Nabi system, whatever the case may be. So that is the reason why I am adopting this means. So we say that, Allah, you gave us sleep, and you woke us up again in the morning. So at every occasion of our life, we have a chance to make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have a chance to strengthen our iman and to take lessons. This is the reason why we read these du'as before we enter the toilet, after leaving the toilet. So every occasion that comes to us, every moment that comes to us, it's actually from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala wants to give us, Allah ta'ala is giving us an opportunity to get close to Him. So we're feeling hungry. Now, actually, from Allah Ta'ala's side, this is an opportunity that you eat my food, appreciate my food, make shukr for my food, you will become close to me. And your iman also will get strengthened, you will recognize me. And the third part of the dua is wa ilayhi nushur, that now we are going to return to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala one day. So we've got this long day ahead of us. So from the start in the morning already, we are programming our mind that I've got a day ahead of me, a long day ahead of me. In a similar manner, actually, the reality is that I've got a long journey in front of me, the whole journey of life, and the life of the barzakh, of the grave, and thereafter, the day of Qiyamah. Ultimately, wa ilayhi nushur, we're going to return to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala has given me this day. I need to use it to prepare to meet Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. I need to make this day valuable. So very briefly, we will discuss a bit about the value of zikr, the name of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Then we will speak about just certain different types of zikr, certain different types of formats of zikr, some of the benefits of zikr, and certain types of wazifa. So as far as the zikr of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala goes, once a long time ago, Hazrat Dam al-Barakatuh mentioned in the majlis that even the atheists enjoy the zikr of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So under this person, he doesn't believe in Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, but Hazrat mentioned that he even enjoys the zikr of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And how is that? When they also go to certain places like the waterfalls, beautiful sceneries, and they go to the oceans, they also say, hey, the sound of the water is so soothing. How wonderful the sound of the water is falling down from this mountain or the waves of the ocean. And they're enjoying that. And that is also the zikr of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ. There are many ayats of the Quran Kareem that يَسَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَوَاتِ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. That Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala mentions that every single thing, every single atom, every molecule, everything makes the tasbih of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, makes the tahmeer of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. But وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ. But we cannot understand their tasbih. So the zikr of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is very enjoyable. Imagine we take the name of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala and we really focus on this, how much won't our heart get solace and enjoyment. And if the value of just the name of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So in the Quran Kareem, Hazrat, you know, Ulama explained to us, وَذْكُرِ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ سَبِّحِ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ. They make zikr, make tasbih of the name of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And the name of Allah, the greatest name of Allah is Allah. Alim, Mala Matiullah Rahmatullahi, mentioned that just the word Allah, Jalla Jalalu, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, is so valuable that even if you say Allah alone, you don't add any title, like how for a person out of respect we say Hazrat so and so, Mr. so and so, we put some title, you don't just call a person by his name generally, a person that you have to respect. But the name of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is such, even if we say Allah, like we say Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar, we only say the name Allah many times. That the word Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has got all the other names included in it also. So wonderful, the name of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is very comprehensive. So we don't even actually need to say something. But just out of respect, out of adab, we should say Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. We should take the name of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala with great respect. So the name of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is so valuable that Qiyamah will not come until there's one person, as long as one person in this entire world is just saying Allah, Allah. So even though the person is not reading Salah, not making ibadah, doing haram things also, but someone, he believes in Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, is taking the name Allah. So Qiyamah cannot take place at that time. Just the word Allah will keep the entire universe in existence. Once, there was one Jamaat that came from Pakistan, so they were mentioning like one Ajib point. They said that the elders gave them the directives before leaving, that don't look down at any person at all. So they say to this extent, like normally we know, so commonly among us, we look down, okay, this person has got this fault, we see the faults of people. So they train them this way now. Look positively at every person, because you're going to meet people, and it just comes in your heart sometimes, hey, this one here, an example, he hasn't got so much potential to do the work, what can this be expected from this person, he's a right of no use going there, let's go to this person here. It comes into us. So they mentioned that don't look down at any person, to this extent that even the person that is deaf, dumb, and blind also, paralyzed also, that person also is valuable. What will we say? That person has no value. He can't see, he can't hear, he can't talk, he can't even move. He's completely helpless at it. He can't do anything for himself. Now where is the value in that person? That person is very valuable. And we'll say that person, Allah Ta'ala take him away with Afir. That's how we look at it. But they say, no, this person is very valuable. Now how is that? They say this person, he can make dua in his heart. He can make zikr in his heart. Just think of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala in his heart. He can't even say it. But he can think of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala in his heart. He can make dua. Allah, I don't know what's happening to the ummah. But you Allah, you bless the ummah, help the ummah. That person is also valuable. The name of Allah Ta'ala is extremely valuable. So once I visited an elderly couple, very old couple, who was sitting, personal, the very pious friend, his wife, he was over 90 years old. So they mentioned, they said, you know what, we don't want to live for very long now. Allah Ta'ala must take us away. We are a burden to people. It's no use living anymore. We must make dua for the young people. Allah must give them long life. Dreamers do this. We can't do anything. We are completely helpless. So then Allah Ta'ala made it, says, I remember this incident. So I just mentioned it to them. Then he said, even if you're completely paralyzed, deaf, dumb and blind, you're valuable. You can make zikr, you can make dua. I said, Alhamdulillah, if you can see, if you can hear, if you can talk, so many things you can do. You can read Quran, you can read Salah, Namaz, whatever way, by making signs. So how valuable isn't life? So they were surprised. They said, oh, we didn't think about it. Everyone comes here, is sympathizing with us. You know, we're very old, we're better than, we can't move. Everyone is consoling us. But actually, in the meantime, we are valuable. We didn't even realize it. So the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so valuable. And there's blessings in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tabarak asmu rabbika. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name is full of barakah. Allah ta'ala's name is full of blessings. So just through the blessings of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you say Bismillah in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before slaughtering the animal. And according to Shafi, they say the name of Allah ta'ala is in your heart also. So you slaughter the animal, and then it becomes halal. And if you do not say Bismillah, you don't have iman, and you don't say Bismillah, then the animal is completely haram. Before eating food, you say Bismillah, shaitan can't even partake of the food, he cannot join us. That's the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before entering the toilet or before removing our garments, we say Bismillah, then Allah ta'ala puts a veil between us and the eyes of the jinn. They are unable to see us. So as I mentioned, Tamar Barakatuh mentioned last night that sometimes, you know, we are terribly afraid of the jinnat. So as I said, make salam to them, and then we make peace with them. So when we make salam, at the end of our salam, we make peace with them. So okay, you know, everything will be alright between us, we are friends. And here's another way, more protection for them, Bismillah. Now they cannot even see us. When we are undressing ourselves, when we're going to the toilet, we're going to bath, then they will not be able to see us. They're taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we can also entertain this jinnat also. By saying Bismillah and eating the food, then whatever bones they are, the leftover bones, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts meat onto those bones, and that becomes the food of the pious among the jinnat. So fight among the jinnah, they will get their sustenance, they will make dua, they will be our friends, we can entertain them by taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon our food. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name also is so beautiful. So this might explain to us also, if you look at the word, the framework of the word Allah, how it looks in detail, as it explained to us, the name Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like the flag and the crown there, so all these different parts of the name of Allah, just looking at it. So a person who got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these people with the eyes of love they see, and they will tell us these things, and we can take inspiration from these things. The word Allah, just the word Allah, also is so beautiful. These ash'ar that we are taught all the time, Allah, Allah, each ash'irin as-salam. The name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so sweet also. It is beautiful, it is sweet, such a sweet name, that those people that really get a taste of it, they say, shiro shakkar mi shawa janam tamam. It is sweeter even than the milk, the sweet than the milkshakes, the faludas, whatever dessert it is. Much more tasty than that, and sweeter than that, is the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala has made it such that His name is so easy to take. The word Allah, very easy. You don't have to move your lips also. So even if you are so weak, you have no strength, energy in your lips. Usually lips also can get tired, every part of the body gets tired. The tongue doesn't get tired. And talk, the tongue will never get tired. But the lips also maybe will get tired. So even if you have no energy, you completely drain the car, you can't even move your lips. If one person is so hungry, so thirsty, is waiting there, lying down, like paralyzed, he couldn't even move his lips to say, please give me water. So he kept his mouth open, and hoping that someone will put something in his mouth. So lazy. So you are like that also, you can't even move your lips in that condition. But at least you can move your tongue, say Allah, very easy. And no difficult letters in the word Allah. Alif, Lam, Ha, or Hamza, Lam, Ha. No difficult letters, easy to pronounce. And like our Hazrat explained to us, they say that the word Allah, and like normally when we have some pain, some worry, some stress, some problem, we say Ah. So Allah Ta'ala has taken the Ah of His bandha, of His slave, and put it into His name. So the Ah comes automatically. And we say Allah. This is basically some of the aspects of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is extremely enjoyable, it is valuable, it's got blessings in it, it is beautiful, it is full of sweetness, and it is very, very easy. Then as far as zikr is concerned, there are different types of zikr. So one is we have a normal form of zikr that we make. We recite, for example, certain du'as, the dua example of awakening in the morning. Now we recite it, the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before entering the toilet, after leaving the toilet, before putting on clothes, after putting on our clothes. So all these are general forms of zikr. Similarly, we recite this biya day, encouraged by the mashayikh, recite istighfar, whether it's 100 times a day, or 100 times morning and evening, whatever is prescribed, or whatever we can manage. So for this, we do not really require permission from anyone. Everyone can do this. Recite astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, tadkarima subhanallah, alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, duru sharif. So this is in great abundance. Every person should recite according to the strength that the person has, according to person's time, and even better so according to mashwara. Then we have another type of zikr, which is called knowing in every condition what my Allah subhanahu wa Allah ta'ala wants me to do, how my Allah ta'ala wants me to react. So hal ke amr ko pehchanna, this is like, for example, we woke up. Now Allah ta'ala wants us to make shukr now for the sleep, shukr for giving us a new day, so make shukr for that. And now we, according to the sunnah, now we rub our eyes and we use the miswak, whatever the other sunnahs are. Then for example, we are feeling hungry now, Allah ta'ala wants us to eat, so command for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, kulu wa shrabu, and make shukr to Allah, eat in the sunnah way. So at every condition we carry out the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is also one form of zikr. And on this one is, generally we all think, myself first thing, that for example I'm feeling hungry, it comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So after I eat, I will make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after eating, generally people make shukr also, because we enjoy the food. And we know with that hunger, how we feel also sometimes. We become weak, how we enjoy the food. So then we make the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why also, Malab Rahmatullah rahmatullahi used to say, that we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And many people say also, even the parents will say, make shukr, thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or even non-Muslim people say, thank God, after your meal, thank God for the food. And he said, you must give us again this food. So Malana Abrahlak of Rahmatullah used to say that we are making sugar for the food and the drink. So Allah Ta'ala has been so kind to us, Nabi Ali Islam is included now. Alhamdulillah, Lady Atamana was a khwana. So when we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the food and the drink, then we ja'alana Muslimin. Then Allah, you have made us Muslims. We are thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his ni'mat of Iman and Islam as well. So that is one that we all like, take it that the hunger comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now I will make sabr, I will be patient, and when I get the food, I will make shukr for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, I got the need to urge myself from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now I will relieve myself, I will read the du'as, and I will make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after coming out that Allah ta'ala has relieved me. So all these kind of conditions. Allah ta'ala has brought the morning, Allah ta'ala has brought the night. So we take it, that has come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let me read my morning du'as, let me read my evening du'as. But now there are certain other conditions that come upon us also. And this is sometimes myself, but my day does not go to where it is coming from. And that is when it comes to other human beings. Now Allah Ta'ala brings situations upon, every situation is brought upon us. For example, all of us are here now, Allah Ta'ala made it such, not by chance, by coincidence, actually then Allah Ta'ala planned it such that all of us must be sitting here at this time now. And who is sitting next to us also, the person is what right upon us. Well, Jari Zulfura, Wal Jari, Waswahibi Biljambi, Waswahibi Biljambi. Different tafsirs, but one is that the person who is at your side now, so it's also that person has got the haq upon you, right upon you. Allah Ta'ala is mentioning also. So whether you are just traveling in the past, for example, and so happen one person is next to you. Or you're going for shopping now, this person, you're meeting to this person. Allah Ta'ala has planned every single thing. Allah has already planned it. So it's not happening by coincidence. Now how this person is going to treat you, this is also from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we can see this here, that this person now, how this person treats me, whether this person makes salam to me or not, whether this person is good to me or not, it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hakim Sahib rahmatullahi once mentioned, like for example, if we go to a person that we know, this person, you know, is very close to us, is a well-wisher, this person will do anything for me. So if I go to this person and I request some favor, this person definitely will give it to me. Now we go to the person, please, I'm in a situation, help me, it's a small thing, and this person loves us, this person will do everything for us. But now this person makes some excuse and is unable to do it. Now what happens with myself first? I get very angry now. This person is in such a condition, he's well off, he's well to do, he knows my situation, I'm desperate, I don't ever ask him for anything, and I do all the favors, everything for him. Like I was mentioned yesterday in the band, that, like for example, a husband and a wife now. And the wife will do everything for husband, so much she'll do. And one time some slip up, and now we're focusing on that, now we're upset about this, so we forget all the goodness. Now we're also the same way. This person, we think, I've done so much for this person, how much I've done, he can never repay me. I ask him for a small favor, and he's not helping me. Now this is easy for me to talk, very easy to quote. When you read the stories, you get inspired. But when the test comes, when it comes to the crunch, and when the situation comes, that is what we have to do, to now make an effort upon. So we can develop ourselves, that when that test comes, then we can pass it with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now, Hakim Sahib rahmatullahi mentioned that to make Muraqaba, just think to yourself that Allah Ta'ala is a mumtik. That Allah Ta'ala is the one that withholds. So Allah Ta'ala now has made the jelly of his sifat of imsak. Allah Ta'ala has manifested now his quality of withholding. So Allah Ta'ala is withholding from you actually, not this person himself. Allah has made the jelly. This person bishara is ma'azur. He's been considered actually the reality of mata sha'una illa yasha'allahu rabbul alameen. Only if Allah Ta'ala wishes him to help you, then that person will be able to help you. And if Allah Ta'ala wants to help you through some other means, or Allah Ta'ala wants to test you now and delay, there's nothing that we can do. So now we can't really get so upset with a person. As being insane human being, we feel a bit hurt, we feel a bit disappointed, okay, didn't get. But if you look at the reality then, we neutralize it. Actually, no, it's coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now it becomes easy, let me make the person ma'azur. Allah Ta'ala is testing me. And this very clearly in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that وَجَعَلْنَا بَعْضَكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ فِتْنَةً. That Allah Ta'ala says, I'm making some of you as a means of test for others. So Allah is using all different people to test us. So our own family, for example, we are married to this wife, our wife is married to this husband. Now sometimes we say, you know, if I got married somewhere else, or you know, fixed somewhere else, or interested in another girl or another boy, then things wouldn't have been like this here. But the reality is Allah Ta'ala wanted it, that you must get married to this person. And it's Allah's decision, Allah knows best. And this comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even assume you married that other person. Maybe a person would have said no, maybe would have broken up. But had you married that other person also, maybe you wouldn't have been happy there. Allah Ta'ala knows best. Allah Ta'ala is still going to bring test upon every person. So then there's just one type of dhikr now. Now when this condition comes upon me from people's side also, I see beyond that actually it's not coming from my wife, it's coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not coming from my children, from my workers, it's coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now I've got to control myself. How do I react now that time? Then he mentioned kullu mutu'in lillah fa huwa zakir. So every person that makes a thought and obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that person is zakir, that person is actually in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we have another type of dhikr, which is a specific type of dhikr. This is prescribed normally by the mashayikh. This is now purely as a medicine. So, and we get certain types of medicine that are over the counter. We just go to this game, go to any shop, and we just buy it, we purchase it, Panadols, any other types of medicine. We just buy it like that, and we use it. But when you have severe problems sometimes, problems not coming right, then we go to the specialist or the doctor, they will prescribe. So that's a special medicine. Everyone can't just do it. You need a prescription for this, and this is the job of the specialist. So in the same way, this type of dhikr now, for specific ailments we've got, certain terrible types of ailments we have, and we're not coming right also, this problem, that problem. Now they will prescribe specific things to us, whether it's by means of uttering certain words, taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a certain way, reciting certain words, or many times we're telling us, you do this now, in that situation, you do this. Like one person asks us, hey, my wife says this and this and this and this, what must I do now? So they say, just listen. It's like amazing, didn't they ignore anything? They say, just listen. So that's also something to do. You must listen now. Just listen to what she's got to say. Give a full come. But some day complain also. Now you're just acting. Why are you not responding? You listen. You carry whatever it is. Allah done. But this is now also now, according to our condition now, the mashayikh will now tell us what to do. This is now, this is specific zikr for our specific ailment. And the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is extremely special. It's mentioned very, very often in the Quran al-Karim. Among one of the things that are most frequently mentioned in the Quran al-Karim, like taqwa, is mentioned very often. Zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned very often. And Allah ta'ala says, zikran kathira, zikr in great abundance. For zakirin Allah kathira, make the zikr of Allah ta'ala in great abundance. And one point on this ayah here, Allah ta'ala mentions many qualities in al-Muslimin wal-Muslimat, wal-Mu'minin wal-Mu'minat, wal-Qanitin wal-Qanitan. People that have Iman, Islam, that are obedient, that give sadaqah, that fast. So many qualities are mentioned. But at the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَذَاكِدِينَ اللَّهُ كَثِيرًا. Those who make the zikr of Allah in great abundance. So Ulama mentioned that why the emphasis is on zikr. One is because zikr can be made in any condition, even without wuzu also, sometimes in the mind also. Zikr can be made in all conditions. And zikr is like the water. So this zikr will give life to all the other aspects of deen. It will make it lush, it will make it clean. Once some students visited Hafiz Abdurrahman Miyasab Rahmatullah Ali, and in the gathering, he told the people, recite Durood Sharif. Just the thing, they're not much to mention, Hafiz is very old at the time. So he just mentioned, recite Durood Sharif. So this shows also the ikhtizah, how these people used to remember, how much zikr they made of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how at the time now they would remember what is to be done. Now all that we are listening here, many things we listen to, we just absorb it at the time. At that time, for example, it's time to make sugar now at that time. And then it's over. But we have example, you have to have yaqeen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at that time, think Allah has really come from you. Time to reflect, we reflect at that time.
But if we pray, make it a habit, ladies, and Allah Ta'ala will make it such. We're hearing many things. We may forget many things also. But when a condition comes upon us, Allah Ta'ala will make it such then. Because we are making the zikr of Allah and trying, then Allah will make it that we will remember, okay, I need to do this. Even if we don't remember someone mentioning it, but the right thing Allah will inspire us if you need to do this in this condition. So the Hadith Sharif mentions that on the day of Qiyamah, then people will regret over that gathering when they got together, but they did not make the zikr of Allah and send salat and salam upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So together with zikr of Allah, also mentioned in the media of durood upon walam yusallu ala nabiyyim. They did not make them salat and durood upon the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. So after I mentioned one day, struck me that same day. I mentioned that time, read durood sharif. And then came across the hadith and I thought, oh, that is true. If you don't read durood sharif all sometimes, then on the day of Qiyamah, we will see that had we recited durood sharif, how much more nur, how much more barakah and blessings there would have been in our masjid and gathering. Everyone can share at least 5 to do sharif. Then as far as the specific zikr is concerned, like for example, we are advised by our mashayikh to recite La ilaha illallah 100 times and certain muraqabah, certain things to contemplate over and think about, and Allah 100 times. But the right way to do it is to consult with our mashayikh. So we take it from the shaykh directly. And according to our condition, then the shaykh will mention to us. Sometimes it can be reduced also, sometimes it can be increased also. But generally we do 100 times and we take it from the shaykh. And we should mention our condition to the shaykh. Some of the benefits of zikr. One is that it purifies the person. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى وَذَكَّى رَسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى. So a person will be successful if a person makes tazkiyah, a person purifies himself, purifies the ruh, the heart, the soul, and purifies the limbs of the body, purifies the surroundings, makes tazkiyah. And the method of doing it is وَذَكَّى رَسْمَ رَبِّهِ, to make the zikr of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So zikr purifies and benefits the person. Zikr gives us the company of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرُكُمْ. We remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala remembers us. Allah ta'ala special attention and focus is upon us. وَأَنَّ مَعَهُ إِذَا ذَكَرَنِي. Hadith Sharif mentions, this is the word of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when a person remembers me, Allah ta'ala says, I am with the person. It keeps the shaitan away. It helps us to focus and concentrate. It helps us to develop concentration. Now this is an effort actually to improve our salah. So it's Hazrat in the great Hazrat, as we mentioned, almost every bayan is about salah, salah, salah. The work on our salah. As by means of salah, we will be able to give up guna. By means of salah, what and what we will be able to do. So zikr also is a means. Now we are concentrating on zikr. We can build this concentration. Now in salah, it will become easy for us to concentrate as well. And after is salah, tell you zikri. Salah is for the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In salah, salah is only zikr. Allahu Akbar, subhanallah, subhanahu rabbi al-ala, in out of the Quran. All is the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we are making zikr now, we should be making an effort on our salah as well. Our salah will improve. And the zikr also, if like we are making in the morning, it will help us now throughout the day to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's like we are punching in certain things, programming certain things. We'll discuss a bit about this inshallah under the wazayf. Then Hazrat also mentioned that sometimes certain mashayikh use zikr to make the islah their murid. Only zikr. But that was according obviously those mashayikh. So alhamdulillah, our tawuf Hakim Sahib and our kabir also, then they combine all these things. So our Hazrat will focus upon sunnahs also. Sometimes our islah is made only through sunnahs. Emphasis on tilawat of the Quran. Some people islah is made only by making lots of tilawat of Quran. Zikr also is included. The love of Allah is included. So many things, we've got all these things to make our islah. Now when a person, for example, those mashayikh sometimes certain days recommend to make hundreds of thousands of zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now you are so involved in zikr all the time, there's no time to commit guna, easy for you to give up guna. You're so tired and drained out by making so much of zikr. So that's one method also. And together with that, the zikr actually is where the nur, the light of Allah comes in heart, so much of light comes. Now a person sees that, you know, this is darkness, committing guna, looking at haram things on the cell phone, looking at the TV, it's haram things. This is all darkness, the person will be able to sense it, feel uncomfortable. This is not what I should be doing. This is now because zikr of Allah will create light, and the person will be able to say, no, I need to remove the darkness from my life. So that's also a means of making islah of a person. Then if I was I approach this very briefly, there are different types of wazifa, different forms of wazifas. So certain things besides that, specific zikr that we focus upon. Just wazifa, things that we recite, things that we do daily, that will help us and assist us tremendously. So one is if I durood sharif goes, third kalima goes, istighfar goes. So Hazrat explains to us that we should try to recite 100 times a day. When we go in Jama'at, they recommend to us 100 times morning, 100 times evening. Supposing you do that, Mubarak, Alhamdulillah, at least maybe generally 100 times a day. If you're unable to, then we reduce it with mashwara, or we try according to the strength that we have. another muraqabah which we can make every morning if we do this will help us tremendously, that we take our name and say that Ibrahim, you are the worst person in this world at the moment, worse than all the Muslims at the moment. Because if we look at other people's good qualities, we'll see that they outshine us very far. Look at our faults, also our weaknesses, then we stand no chance. If we look at our actual existence, we stand no chance. But as I mentioned yesterday, then we look at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we get hope. So we balance it. So we actually look at our gunas, we really stand no chance. But if we look at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we stand a big chance. So to remove pride from our hearts, and it actually is a reality that we don't know tomorrow what's going to happen, who's going to be in what condition. Today I'm reading salah, tomorrow will I be in the wrong place also? I don't even know. So that is why we take our name, and sometimes because we look down at people, we see the faults of people, that's why sometimes all these conditions come upon us, to cut us down to size. Such conditions come, then we become humble in those conditions. So we take our name and we say that Ibrahim, you are the worst person in the world, worse than all the Muslims. As far as the present is concerned also, if any person, Allah is happy with one good condition, quality of a certain person, that person, his work is done, Allah Ta'ala can take him to the highest of height. If Allah Ta'ala is not happy with any one of my evil deeds, then, and I'm full of these evil deeds, so what is my condition, where do I stand a chance? And as far as the future goes, worse than all the non-Muslims also, worse than all the animals also. If any person, even at the last moment also, a person can get hidayat also. A person who has been making kufr and shirk their whole life, in the last moment they can bring iman. And it happens many, many times, many incidents are mentioned like this here. And the as far as the animals go, no hisab kitab for them at all, no reckoning for them, they are guaranteed that they are not going to go to Jahannam. Then another, so this one wazifa to bring humility in us. Another wazifa is to make shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shukr at all times you make, but specifically if you can make these five every day, one is the shukr to Allah ta'ala, Allah has made me insan. How much shukr Allah has made me insan, the best of all your creations. What you have blessed insan with, how much you have given to insan. I can't thank you enough, Allah, for making me insan. Out of the thousands and thousands of other creations you have made me, chose me to be insan. I could have been anything else. Then we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah has given us iman. Allah has given us iman, most valuable gift. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us from the ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now for each of this, you have to go into a detail. So much of detail, that who the ummah, what the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you can't even imagine. But just briefly, you make a shukr for this. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has hidden our faults. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept risk in His hand. And like we mentioned, that we're interested. We keep on making shukr for these bounties. Allah ta'ala will increase upon us. Put more, Allah will hide our faults more, remove our faults also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us barakah and blessings in our risk. Allah will make us better insan. Allah ta'ala will make us better ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All this Allah will increase us more in the Quran, understanding of the Quran, love for the Quran. We keep on making shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when tashkuru yaradahu lakum, if you make shukr, Allah is going to be happy with that as well. Then one more thing we can do for the morning is that to make the intention that like Hakim Sahib Rahmatullahi mentioned, that for example, you've got bimari sicknesses. Now I can't control my eyes, for example. So many things need to be done, Hazrat recommend. That's why we come here to learn all these things. So one thing we say is that admir qasdi nazar. So if we go out, for example, we don't intend really that I want to go now. We don't have a bad intention sometimes. I want to go to a shopping place to do bad things. Or open my phone. My intention is not I want to look at bad things. But sometimes the wrong things come about, wrong sights will come about, and our eyes fall, and we get caught up also. But like so to say, like unwittingly, we didn't really intend it when we were starting out. But the thing is, as Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, that now we've got to become alert now. We've got to program ourselves. This is what we are doing all the time. Program our mind. So we will discuss the administrator. So from beforehand, make the intention, inshallah. Now, for today, example, just one day. One day, one person said, I'm making parhezi from now. I'm going to abstain from all these wrong bad things, sugar, it's very harmful, you know, chemicals in it, the harms, and this, I'm going to. So the doctor asked him, for how long? He said, inshallah, for life, you know? He said, no. And the doctor promotes all this. He said, no, too long. Whole life you're going to do it. It's a burden, just stressing yourself out. He said, no, just for one day. He said, only for one day. Okay, that's easy. Just for today, I'm not going to have the sugar. That's very easy, only for one day. But tomorrow, another day, we'll see. When tomorrow comes now, then you make another intention. And some people say, for example, you spend all the money, plus all the money. See, but when you know, okay, so instead of giving your salary end of the month, 4,000, then you plus the whole thing, let me give you 2,000 after 2 weeks, another 2,000 after 2 weeks. Now after 2 weeks, you give the person 2,000, blasted. Cost, I need a loan again, 2,000. What happened? It's blasted. Okay, every week I'll give you 1,000, still doesn't help. Weekend comes, whole 1,000 blasted. Monday morning, I need some money. You give him, so one person, he asks one person, says, you know, I give you money, don't you know that tomorrow I'm giving you a whole salary. Tomorrow you're going to need money, you're going to need food. You spend all your money, plastered it all. So he said, like the way he put it across, he said, no, joke for that, kalta, ajbi way for that, kalbi way. Allah Ta'ala let us say to him, this person is not a Muslim. He said, you know, the God that gave me yesterday, he's also here, so he's going to give me. Tomorrow he will give me. If you don't give me, he's going to give it to you. So nonetheless, the day he said, I enjoy myself for now. Tomorrow you will see that will happen, and tomorrow I'll enjoy myself again. So we program ourselves also, that okay, today I'm going to give up. I'm not going to look at haram. Because I'm very weak. I can't manage my life. It's too much. Istiqamah, you know, I'm very weak. Although we all have to have istiqamah. But now when tomorrow comes, inshallah, I make another intention. Just for today, inshallah, I'm not going to look at anything haram. Then it becomes easier. We program our mind. And if by mistake we slip up, we will slip up sometimes. Now, we look by mistake, there's a different thing. Our cases fell there. We didn't intend, we're driving. That's unintentional, we don't. And this is a means of getting close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now. When you see something, and you have to look away. The effort that the day, that the pain of the heart is going to get us close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All opportunities to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when if we happen to linger on and stay, because we made that intention, that determination, then it will strike us. No, I'm not supposed to be looking. We'll look away, we'll make tawbah, and this way Allah ta'ala will make it easier for us to not to look at haram. So in the same way, then we can have, we made the intention, qasdi adni iza. Then I'm not going to give anyone taklif at all today. I'll try not to harm anyone in any way by what I say, by what I do. So we make this intention, inshallah. And then throughout the day we practice. Allah will make it easy for us to remember. Because we are making the zikr, we are reciting these du'as, we are making these wazifas, making these niyat, Allah ta'ala will make it easy for us. And when we make a mistake during the day, then we will realize. And we will make amends for it, make tawbah. So we said something to someone that we're not supposed to say, we couldn't keep quiet at that time, then we will realize. One person one day mentioned that great alim, he said that once, he was Bimala Muskil Rahmatul Ali, and he told Hazrat that, you know what, Hazrat Rahmatul Ali gave me Khilafat. So he said that, my wife told me that, you know, I can't understand why Hazrat gave you Khilafat. I don't see anything in you. So he went and told Hazrat, he reported to Shaykh now, that this is my wife mentioned. So Hazrat said, acha, like, apne kya ka, what did you tell her? Then I kept quiet, no, what can I say, you know? So he said, wah, 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 mashallah, that's what we want, you know? We must be able to keep quiet, you know, when she says something. So now when we slip up also, we make mistakes and we realize. And at the end of the day, we make muhasabah and we take stock of ourselves and see where do I stand. We just mentioned very briefly some of the wazifas that we recite Yasin and then we shall talk inshallah. And also on the courage, one little thing I have to mention here, so we need himmat and courage. So once we were in Jamaat in India, attend, and we went to Mewat. It was probably most of Mewat, or Muzaffarnagar. But we were one of the villages then. So it so happened was one person, his wife passed away at the time. People, the whole village was very sad, sitting there, young children. So now the Jamaat, they made this tashkil, someone started, they really have it in them. They say, wife, you must go out now. In this condition, Allah is saying, Allah is brother's condition, you need to go out now. People are saying, wife, my passed away, it's called, it's so tired, but you know, saying, wife, we have to make tashkil, our come, and then the determination they had, no, we've got to make tashkil, he must come out. So then, talking, discussing, so one of his friends came there. And he said, if you're talking, yeah, halah, the children, said, but the grandparents are here to look after. And eventually one person told him, ah, some buzdilo, you are a coward, you know, you're just a coward, you can't go out. This person immediately banged the table, I'm not a coward, I'm going. And he got ready immediately. And he went, in that condition, why this person's own children were there also? And he got ready. So this is like himmat and courage, you know, because to build up the courage and try to do things. So just briefly some wazais. One is, the three times in morning and evening, and also, if we can, before sleeping, we decide the three quls. Qul huwallahu ahad, qul a'udhu birabbil falaq, qul a'udhu birabbin nas. Now look at this. Qul huwallahu ahad is one third of the Quran. But how much emphasis on this? The Nabi says you should read three times in the morning, three times in the evening, three times before sleeping again, and blow on the palms and wipe it over the body. So how effective it is, how much we need it also. And this is to cover us for the jadu and the jinnat and was how it all is mentioned in this surah. So emphasis to cover us. We'll be complaining for the jadu, jinnatness. So we read these three times, morning and evening and before sleeping, and blow upon ourselves. So inshallah we'll recite it now three times. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Qul huwallahu ahad, Allahu as-samad, lam yalid walam yulad, walam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Qul huwallahu ahad, Allahu as-samad, lam yalid walam yulad, walam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. By reciting this will inshallah suffice us for everything. But one thing knows, everyone knows, we speak about Jadu Engineer, everyone gets happy and people pay attention. So this also, inshallah, for the Jadu Engineer, this will suffice us. And sometimes we are unable to fulfill, to complete all our wazifas. We are very busy at that time, very occupied, not well. So this is a bare minimum. So breakfast pack, we call it, breakfast on the run now. Sometimes you can't have a proper porridge and eggs and that. You will enjoy, it's a full meal and you enjoy. But sometimes you're on the run, so you make a 3-in-1, you see something, just grab one snack here, it's got everything in it. So as you're running, while you're driving, you just eat the snack, that will suffice for your breakfast. So like that also, when we don't have the time, we can't complete all our life, then we decide at least to suffice with this 3 fulls. Then, this last ayat of Surah Al-Hashr, we say 3 times, A'udhu Billahi Sami Al-Alim Min Ash-Shaytani Rajim. And then, the last few ayat of Surah Al-Hashr, from Allahu Ladhi La Ilaha Illahu. If you pass away during the day, inshallah we'll pass away with shahadat as a shaheed, as a martyr. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will appoint 70,000 malaikas to make dua for us, and to be there for our protection. A'udhu billahi samil alim wa shaytani rajim. A'udhu billahi samil alim wa shaytani rajim. A'udhu billahi samil alim wa shaytani rajim. Wallahu alladhi la ilaha illahu. Alimahu bi shahadatu wa rahmanu rahim. Wallahu alladhi la ilaha illahu. Al-Malikul Quddus al-Salamu al-Umma al-Rahim al-Aziz wa jibharu al-Kafir. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. والله الخالق البارئ المصور له الاسماء الحسنى وسبح له ما في السماوات والارض وهو العزيز الحكيم. And we are all complaining, we are all stressed out, we have got problems, halat come upon us. So one sahabi complained to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also, Amari Lord my deen, what's the condition? In today's time for us, it's like holding onto a burning coast, all difficult environment around us, as I mentioned, we are bombarded from all sides, modernism, liberalism, westernism, whatever you call it as a state, we are bombarded by all times. I mean, what's going to happen to my deen? Where do I stand? People are overpowering me. The halat are such conditions. Close family members also. Myself also. I'm getting caught up. Everyone is getting caught up. And the person is worried about himself also. All crime, this, and we're stressing something. Worried about the proofs. Worried about the crime. All these sort of things. But our deen is there to take us out of this. Beyond all these things. To strengthen us. And worried about our children now. The future of our children. We're saying also, I'm working only for my children. We should actually use the world for our akhirah. Entire mankind. But we say, I'm working for my children only. Then my family also. My wealth, my property. What's going to happen? So Nabi Al-Sham mentioned very simple, recite 3 times morning and evening, the name of Allah again, like we mentioned the barakat of the name of Allah, specifically about all these things. So Bismillah ala deeni wa nafsi wa waladi wa ahli wa mali. All 5 things are covered, our deen, our nafs, ourselves, our children, our family, our wealth and properties. Bismillah ala deeni wa nafsi wa waladi wa ahli wa mali. Bismillah ala deeni wa nafsi wa waladi wa ahli wa mali. So one sahabi complained to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, mentioned to him, that you've taught us so many du'as, and beautiful, every du'a is specifically absolutely beautiful. So many du'as, but now we can't remember all the du'as, how are we going to get the benefits of all these du'as? For our deen has got a place for everyone. So even if you can't remember half the du'as, 3/4 du'as, the memory is failing you, for you also there's a way out also. You can get the benefits of all these du'as. So how recite one simple du'a? That Allahumma inni as'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyuka Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Allah, all the good, all the du'as that Nabi alayhi wa sallam made, different occasions, at night, during the days, in the battles, at the time of closest to you, on the musalla, in sajda, all the du'as that Nabi alayhi wa sallam made, throughout his 23 years of nubuwwat, that Allah grant me all that good. Wa a'udhu bika min sharri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyuka Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah, whatever harms, difficulties, problems, calamities, worries, anxieties, you name it, Nabi alayhi wa sallam sought refuge and protection in you from, so you protect me from all those difficulties and harms. Then in a very comprehensive form of shukr also, that Allahumma ma asbaha bi min ni'matin aw bi ahadin min khalqi. Oh Allah, whatever bounty I enjoy, out of all the millions and countless bounties I enjoy, and all of every creation is enjoying, all the fish are enjoying bounties, the birds, the insects, the human beings, every makhluk is enjoying so much of bounties. From minka wahdaka la sharika. Oh Allah, it's only from you and you alone, no partners whatsoever. No one, no business, no person, no family, no one has got any share whatsoever. If you look at the reality, that they are means, Allah, they've got a share size being a means, Allah has used them, that's Allah Ta'ala's ihsan. But the reality is, it's only Allah Ta'ala's fadl, only Allah, it comes only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, falak alhamdu wa laka shukru. And yet Allah, it's only from you, nobody's got anything, nobody can give me anything, and you have given me this year, so falak alhamdu wa laka shukru. Wallah, for you is all praise, and for you is all thanks. And one more, we end up with this one here, that 7 times morning and evening, حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. حسبي الله, Allah is sufficient for me. لا إله إلا هو. I need to turn my attention only to Allah سبحانه وتعالى. عليه توكلت. I trust only upon, rely upon Him. وهو رب العرش العظيم. Allah سبحانه وتعالى is the Rabb of the great and mighty arsh. So may Allah Ta'ala makes all the decisions, the decrees from the arsh of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. So from there Allah Ta'ala is making the decrees. So we put our trust in Him, and then Allah Ta'ala, we leave Allah Ta'ala to sort out our affairs. And if a person recites this, then Allah Ta'ala will save him from all types of worry that would melt up. Some worry, say, you don't understand my condition, not a normal worry and stress. Mine is finishing me up, it's eating me up completely. So Allah Ta'ala will save us from that. So 7 times morning and evening, حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهِ إِلَّهُ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَرَبَّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّهُ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَهُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّهُ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَهُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّهُ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَهُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّهُ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَهُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّهُ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَهُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ Inshallah, we'll recite Surah Yasin now. Allah Ta'ala will suffice for our need for the day, and it's equal to reciting the Quran 10 times. Thereafter, we'll have a different message.